consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindsets and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spots that activate your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hi, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I'm so honored to have you choose to listen to this show. If you enjoy this episode, please do leave a review, take a screenshot of this podcast, and shout me out on social media so that more people can tune in as well. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior, and on Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. It would mean the world to me for you to take a few minutes to share and review this, as I would love to spread more of this information out to those who really need to receive this information. I'm also really excited that the doors have opened to my 12-week Mastermind Client Attraction Academy. This is for you if you're a coach, healer, practitioner, or lightworker just starting your business, or you've been in business for a while and you haven't quite monetized yet. So we are going to help you turn on your clients and money flow through be, do, have. Be who you are, authentically and fully express. Create and do life and business from who you authentically are so that you can have all that you desire. This is the most feasible way to work with me, and you can learn more and enroll at www.numberseven figureconfidence.com/academy. So let's get on to the episode. My loves, let me ask you these questions. Because if you are saying yes to all or any of these questions, you absolutely need to tune in and share this episode with those moms who also can resonate with this. Do you feel overwhelmed and exhausted as a mom? Are you struggling with lack of energy and poor sleep? And do you find yourself gaining weight, having irregular periods, having mood swings, acne, hair loss, or infertility issues, which are all signs of hormonal imbalance? Well, this is why I brought on my special guest and my dear friend, Dr. Melanie Robinson, who is a licensed naturopathic doctor. She graduated from the Boucher Institute of Naturopathic Medicine, where she was awarded the Clinical Excellence Award upon graduation. She completed her undergraduate degree in bilingual biological sciences at the University of Alberta at Campus Saint-Jean. Dr. Robinson is licensed through the College of Naturopathic Doctors of Alberta, as well as being a member of the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors. Besides her naturopathic medical education, she also has additional training in prolotherapy, IV therapy, and I sure hope I'm saying this right, chelation therapy. Throughout her education, she has traveled to numerous countries. She volunteered in a medical brigade for Natural Doctors International in Nicaragua, where she participated in treating local patients and learned about international healthcare. Wow. Dr. Robinson has a passion for the mind-body connection, empowers her patients on reaching optimal health using gentle and evidence-based treatments. She believes in individualized treatments and will assist her patients' health journey to overcome obstacles to healing. She recently became a best-selling co-author in the Blue Talks book series, sharing her experience dealing with postpartum depression and anxiety. And Dr. Robinson enjoys spending time with her family, cooking, outdoor activities, and discovering new places. She is fluent in both French and English, and she resides here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Hi, Dr. Robinson.
Hi, welcome. Rod. Thanks for the intro and for allowing me to be a guest on your amazing podcast.
Oh my gosh, of course. I'm so happy to have you come in and share your wisdom with these moms who really need to hear not just your tips, but particularly your story. It's really powerful. So I'd love for you to share how you got to be who you are today and do what you're doing.
Thanks, Roz. So it's a big story. I'll try to do a more cold note version of it. But essentially, as a teenager and young adult, my calling was to become a pharmacist. I was always interested in well-being and helping others. And I worked in a pharmacy in my local town of Bonnyville, Alberta. And I was passionate about that career. However, in my third year of university at the U of A, there was a career fair. And I remember this vividly, Roz. I could see this booth at the end of the row, and it was a booth from the naturopathic school in Toronto, and it seemed like it was glowing. It was such a powerful feeling. At that point, I had no idea what a naturopathic doctor was. I had never heard of it, but I felt a shift within. It was so powerful, and I knew that this was my calling. And since that powerful moment, I've never looked back on becoming a pharmacist. I chose to explore and learn more about the profession of naturopathic medicine. I also had a consult with a licensed ND. At that point, I was in my early 20s, and I had been suffering from severe asthma, anxiety, eczema. I had allergies, and I had pretty bad IBS. I had been highly medicated from the age of 4 years old to my early 20s for my asthma, and was told by my specialist I would have to rely on this medication for the rest of my life and that I had chronic severe asthma. Well, after my experience seeing a naturopathic doctor, learning more about my health, my own knowledge. I did lots of education on this topic while finishing my undergraduate degree. I drastically changed my lifestyle. I made huge diet changes. I learned to better manage stress. I had some supplements that helped me. And essentially, I was able to overcome my chronic illness. It took time, but now it's been over 15 years. I'm medication free. I've not had an asthma attack for over 15 years. It was so powerful. And that is essentially, well, I knew it solidified it even more. This was my calling. It changed my life. And to be able to facilitate this with my patients, it's amazing. But I just want to point out that it did take years, and I'm still growing and improving my health. And it's a lot of work to live a healthy lifestyle, but it's worth it. And the other aspect, Roz, which is pretty big, of why I became an ND, and this will actually be published in the Blue Talk books, Volume 4, that's supposed to come out later March 2021. And I wrote a chapter on my main inspiration of becoming a doctor, and it is my grandfather, my pépère, as I called him. He's passed away now. It's been 17 years. But long story short, his final words on this earth were to me, his only granddaughter. He had such belief in me, and even in alternative medicine. And essentially, he told me that I was meant to become a doctor and not a pharmacist. I was 19 at the time, and he passed away a couple days later. I didn't think much of the message at that time because I was driven to be a pharmacist. But when I saw that booth at that career fair with the white light, I can't explain it. It was so powerful. Mm. I chilled. I knew that's what he meant. He was guiding me, and he still does to this day. I encourage, if you're interested, the Blue Talk series, amazing books of really feel good stories and powerful stories. And I recently became published in book two, talking about my experience dealing with postpartum depression and anxiety. So this also leads to why I treat who I treat in my practice. I'm a mom myself. I have a 5-year-old son, and I had quite a complicated pregnancy and really struggled postpartum. It took me until he was 4 years old to be able to talk about my experience openly, but I strongly believe we must all work together to dissolve the stigma associated with mental health. And I know that I can inspire and help a lot of moms suffering in silence with whether it's depression or anxiety, whether it's in the postpartum phase or when their children are older. And that has really helped guide who I treat in my practice and how I treat in my practice. So essentially, I've been practicing in Alberta for over 9 years. I'm in one clinic in Edmonton. I have been the whole time. I did have a satellite clinic in Bonnyville, Alberta, my hometown, for 4 years. And I've treated all ages from 10 days old to 90 years old, men, women, kids. But in the last couple of years, I've really been focusing on mom patients, female patients in my practice dealing with hormonal imbalances, stemming from my own experience as a mom and my passion. I really want to inspire and educate those moms to live a more healthy and empowered life. And our hormones mean so much. And actually, one thing I posted this morning, I'll just share on my story on Instagram, was something about premenopause or perimenopause. And one of my patients messaged me right away, "I wish we knew more about this. I feel we lack education on the premenopause and menopause period of our lives as women." And I agree with her. And this is where there's lots of great resources out there, but you need to know which ones are reliable and how to find them. So that's my goal. I really want to use my social media platform to really empower moms, empower women to improve their hormonal health.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your story, because I know that the moms who are listening, many can relate with the postpartum, the struggles. And so if we could go in a little bit deeper on that, if that's okay, Dr. Robinson, just so that people really hear, because I love how you're so passionate about destigmatizing this. Because unfortunately, it is something that many moms go through. Could you describe in a little bit more detail from your own personal experience, from your heart, just like, what was that those times like?
Yes, I definitely can. I know I'm putting myself back to those first, essentially, I struggled the first 2 years of my son's life, but it was worse in the first year. How it was for me, the first word is isolating. And at the time, we weren't even in a world pandemic. So I can't even begin to imagine how isolating it would be for moms dealing with this in a pandemic. Oh, yeah. Top of it all, when you're even more isolated. I had a thriving career, and I worked in two practices, very full hours, huge patient base before becoming a mom. I chose to become a mom. I wanted it. I really wanted to have a baby. And that was a choice I made. And I was so excited. It's just, unfortunately, I needed emergency surgery in my third trimester. That led to a long recovery. That led to me stopping work earlier than planned. And that definitely played a role on my physical health and my emotional well-being. So in those early months postpartum, I felt I was still recovering from that surgery. And then I had a natural childbirth, which was very long, but that was how my story was meant to unfold. And I really struggled with breastfeeding, but I was determined to do it. And between the surgery, the long labor, the challenges with breastfeeding, I was in a car crash 4 months postpartum with my baby. It wasn't our fault. We were T-boned by a distracted driver. Luckily, I'm the one who endured the worst pain from that MVA. My son was fine. And so if I add all those experiences, and now we're at 4 months postpartum, that was an unbelievable physical stress on my being. And to add the emotional stressors of leaving the full practice early, now going from a full-time, very busy doctor to a first-time mom with this beautiful baby boy who struggled with sleep. He struggled for the first year of his life, and I was very sleep deprived. So I felt isolated, overwhelmed. I was very emotional. I would cry all the time. I'd get frustrated, some anger. It was more the weepiness, and then very anxious. And I didn't sleep much for months. And then I went back to work, which, looking back, I don't think this was the right decision. But when he was only 2 months old, I went back very part-time in one of my clinics. So to add that on top of it, I just had a lot on my plate. I'm very grateful that I had a village. I had phenomenal parents. They were very, very hands-on, and I had amazing healthcare providers that were there. I can't imagine having gone through that without my healthcare team. However, as I often thought, I remember this, why is this happening to me? I'm trained in this. I'm a healthcare provider trained in postpartum depression and anxiety. I should have been able to see this coming. Like, I should be able to treat this now and move forward. And I implemented what I knew and you know, reached out for help. But even then, it takes time. It really does. And when you're sleep deprived, that doesn't help anything. So it did take me time to feel like myself again. And I actually hear a lot of my patients in those early months postpartum, will I ever feel like myself again?
And I mean, I share so from much for sharing that. I'm just going to pause you there, because yeah. I really want the audience to hear. I'll say the golden nuggets quickly. Just, I really wanted to hear, like, even Dr. Robinson went through this struggle herself. And so those of you who are beating yourself up, please don't. We'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on OM Times Radio, called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and let yourself be transformed.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Ah, welcome back, love. So, Dr. Robinson, I really want to touch on, before commercial, we were talking about that shame that comes with postpartum, with depression, with even breastfeeding. Like, there's so much shame that comes from it. Can we put a little bit more light into this to help unpack this for those moms who are listening and they can resonate with this shame?
Yes, Roz, we definitely can. So I hear the shame all the time with my patients. And, well, I experienced it myself as I kept saying, thinking, why is this happening to me? It shouldn't be happening to me. And I felt the shame. I felt the shame as a mom, as a doctor, as a woman going through that. And it's now that I'm out of it, it's much easier to talk about and reflect back. And I strongly believe there's a reason for all this happening. However, there's a lot of pressure on moms to breastfeed, on moms to choose the natural choice, to do this and that. And then there's pressure from society. We see it on social media. And that's so tough for already a mom that's overwhelmed and a mom that's dealing with mental health concerns. So in my practice, I'm very open with my mom patients, and I'll often hear them say, oh, I feel bad telling you this, but I'm already planning on not breastfeeding after my second pregnancy because I struggled so much. Well, good for you. You're making that choice for your well-being, and I will support my patients in whatever option that they choose. And there's even times in my practice and even my own health that I managed to nurse for quite some time. My goal was 24 months, 2 years, but I had to stop at 21 months as it was at that point, it was too much on my health. And I had to make that choice and release the shame around it. And I'm very supportive with my patients. And there's times that it's not even 6 months into it. And I bring that up to some of my mom patients. Do you think the breastfeeding is worth it at this point with how sleep deprived you are and how malnourished you are at this point and not mm-hmm. taking care of yourself? So I don't know if that makes sense, Roz. And actually the other thing with
totally
shame,
mm-hmm.
well, that I hear a lot about, it comes to pharmaceuticals. So prescription medications for depression and or anxiety, whether it's in postpartum period or not. I mean, I disclose I want to be a pharmacist. I have lots of training with pharmaceuticals. I'm not against them. There is a time and place for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very open and honest with my patients that if that's the route they choose, I'll support them. And often it's more short-lived. It's not like they'll be on it forever. But if that's going to help them be a better mom, feel more like themselves and get through this period of time, well, that's the choice that has to be made.
I can absolutely resonate with that. I remember when I was a clinical psychologist, that was a huge part too with the medication, that there's so much shame mm-hmm. about going there and quote unquote needing the medication, that because that means I'm, you know, that's weakness. And I want to say I have the same philosophy as you, Dr. Robinson, just that it's okay. Sometimes we need to take that medication and there is a time and place for it. And I do believe, yes, it's short term. Let's get you to a place where you are able to function, feel better, and access your resources, move forward, and then start weaning off. So I love that you have that beautiful balance as well. And so I hope those of you who are listening and resonating with feeling shameful, whether it's about the medication, having postpartum, breastfeeding, know that those are societal beliefs. Like, who imposes that on us? It's societal beliefs, which then we self-impose it. So right now in this moment, let it go. Choose and decide to let go of the shame and honor what you need right now for your well-being, mind, body, and spirit. So, yeah, I want to take a pause and just have you breathe that in. So, Dr. Melanie, I want to ask you, what are some common, we'll say, challenges that get your patients in the door with you? So essentially, who are your ideal patients?
Yep. So in the past couple of years, my ideal patients would be overwhelmed, exhausted moms. I do treat a lot of women that aren't moms, but I do specifically have several patients that are moms. And these patients, they're struggling with having energy, with sleep challenges. A lot of them have the mental chatter at night that keeps them awake and affects their sleep. And then hormonal imbalances, whether I hear a lot of, I'm gaining weight or I can't lose weight, even though I'm doing all this exercise and eating well. Menstrual irregularities, so challenges with their periods, moodiness. I mean, it often stems to hormones. And those would be my ideal patients that come through. And then my goal with them is to really educate them. And sometimes it's basic education that I truly wish we were taught in junior high or high school about our menstrual cycle, like some key things to really understand how it works and understand how we can use our hormones as our superpowers if we're in tune with our cycle.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that could be a whole other episode just talking about that. But I'm wondering, are there, so let's maybe dive in a little bit more so that we can have you shed some wisdom and some practical action steps for those overwhelmed and exhausted moms. First of all, we said, be aware of the shame that comes up and choose to let that go. And then of course, that's a process, but also, what are some things that we as overwhelmed and exhausted moms could really, where do we start? Especially when we feel so like everything feels like another thing to do and everybody, you know, comes first. What would you say would be the first step to start keeping into hormonal balance? Yeah.
Yes. So this is where, as an ND, we're very much trained to treat the root cause in individualized care. So I can give some more basic suggestions that could apply to maybe all of them, but if it's a specific key, like I can't lose weight, well, then there could be lots of more individualized care. But back to your question about the shame, and already a lot of these moms, yeah, they're putting themselves third, fourth, fifth on the list. They're not prioritizing their self-care. So usually I'm very honest with them because I am one of these overwhelmed and exhausted working moms, is that we need to start with baby steps. And I like the moms to establish their goals. So I'll say, I'll look through their intake form if we're working one-on-one in my private practice, and I'll see that they drink 3 cups of coffee and 2 cups of water a day. Well, then I'll start with that. I'll ask them, can you set yourself a caffeine goal to maybe cut back to 1 or 2 cups only per day? Like small baby steps, and we work in these achievable small goals. And then I would say, maybe not, let's aim for 8 glasses of 8 ounces of water. Maybe we're going to aim for 4 glasses a day and less caffeine. So already we're taking steps in the right direction. And with time, my goal would be to cut back even more on caffeine, increase more the water. So I'm just picking that as an example, Roz, because that can apply to actually a lot of women in our overachieve. So there's so many overachievers. We're highly stressed in our society that a lot of us are living off caffeine and simple carbs or refined sugars and not enough water, not enough nutrient-dense food. So in the perfect world, Roz, I'd love to say, oh, you're going to drink this amount of water and this amount of coffee and eat a whole foods diet and go to bed at 9 and this, but that's impossible really for all these moms. Are going to give up on me. So ideally I want to work with these moms long-term. I'm coaching them along long-term. So we want to implement these small changes that will stick long-term versus, okay, they're all in for a couple weeks, then they stop and then they're back to square one, if that makes any sense. So often I like to start with lifestyle modifications that are more achievable. So whether it's coffee, water, some it's alcohol. I've actually heard a lot in the pandemic, wine becomes a stress outlet and really has in the last year. So then I may start picking on alcohol and choosing to, let's case, set an alcohol goal per week. Or yeah, so really working with diet, and then stress management is key. And in this, I may talk about, well, it comes to self-care and self-love. So I like to ask the question, yes, what are you doing every single day to nurture and nourish yourself? And it could be 5 minutes a day. I mean, that's better than zero. So it's more times than not, I get daily, I don't have time. No, I don't have time. Maybe I'll go for a massage once a month. Well, that's not enough. And I'm saying daily, like it's got to be something nourishing. It doesn't have to be this full-on meditation yoga practice. I tell some moms, maybe you're literally sitting, looking outside at the birds, like just something to calm you down in that moment, because a lot of us are in survival mode and that is not helpful for our hormones.
Oh, I love all of these beautiful practical action steps. Like it's really, really, we'll say simple, and I also acknowledge not easy, right? Especially if for years it's been a habit to wake up and rely on coffee, keep slamming it back throughout the day. I absolutely remember those days back in university days.
Yep.
And like the simple carbs that just like keep feeding you, but man, the weight gain is a thing. So I love how you are helping people become more mindful and conscious about how they go into relationship with themselves and through food, through what they're putting into their body, and then what they're also putting into their minds. Like, yes, self-love is so important. How are we feeding our body? How are we feeding our minds? Mm. How are we feeding our spirit? And that's such a beautiful, it's a practice.
It is.
To be in that place of self-soothing, whether it's watching the birds or meditation, because that is a form of meditation as well. Moving our bodies. So those are some really powerful and simple. I think that's truly, and I'm guessing your patients really appreciate you for the simplicity of these strategies.
Thanks, Roz. Yes, I'm actually often told that, the feedback. And some may even say they've seen other healthcare providers and they were overwhelmed. It was too many changes all at once. And they're like, where do I even start? But I feel I'm one of you moms. I have a lot on my plate. I'm a lot to juggle, and I have good and bad days. I'm not this perfect 8 ounce. Well, actually, I love water, so maybe I won't pick on that. I still drink coffee some days more than others. I like sugar. I'm very mindful of it, but I'm one of you guys, one of you gals, I should say. So I know it's a daily practice for me, and I like the word practice or mindfulness to slow down. Maybe you don't do that extra load of laundry that day. You just pause in whatever way or shape or form that calms and cultivates that inner peace within, because you will be a better mom because of it, and you will over time heal your body, spirit, and mind. The other thing I want to share, Roz, in my practice, my private practice, I'm very clinically, I like clinical data, meaning I like to look at my patients' blood work that they've had done potentially through their medical doctor, so conventional blood work. As MDs, we're trained to look at the labs differently. We have optimal ranges. So to give you a more concrete example, I have a lot of patients who see me, so they can't lose weight, they have struggles with their period, they're fatigued, and then based on the blood work, their thyroid, so thyroid is a very important gland in the body that that regulates hormones, is medically normal, but could be optimized. And in that small, like the small shift of that value, with whether we're using lifestyle modifications, diet, and supplements, they can feel better. So I like to look at blood work, and I also really enjoy explaining it to patients and often get that feedback. Wow, no one sat down with me and explained this blood work in such detail. And then I'm often ordering additional blood work to complete it. I also like to order, it's called functional lab testing. What that means is more in-depth, whether it's a blood sample, urine, saliva, more in-depth blood or lab to get a better idea of what's happening in the body. So especially with hormones, there's this dried urine test I like to order to get the full picture. These tests can be costly. You wouldn't be getting it through your medical doctor in Alberta. It's through private healthcare, unfortunately, at this point, but it really helps guide me to better guide my patient on their healing path, and often buys a lot of time, because then we can really identify, this is exactly what's happening with your hormones. This is what we need to target, and this is how you're going to do it.
Oh my gosh, thank you for explaining that so much in detail. And I feel like that process is so empowering for your patients to go, oh my gosh, okay. Because the way our hormones are can affect how we think and affects how we feel, can affect that level of shame. And so to see that chemically there may be something going on to impacts our thoughts to think more, in this case, negatively, or like have that brain fog where we can't think at all and we get overwhelmed. I feel like that is so empowering to know, okay, scientifically, there is something that we can change on that hormonal level to change how we are thinking and then feeling and showing up in the world.
Exactly, Roz. And often what I hear my patients say, oh, I'm so glad something is wrong with me. There's an explanation, because all the other tests I've done with the conventional medical doctor, which is just the way that they're trained. I strongly believe you need both here, but the last is all the tests I've done have shown that I'm normal, that nothing is wrong, but I don't feel right.
Yes. Yeah, I see both naturopathic doctor and my medical doctor, and it is, from my experience, I do notice how much more detailed it is that when I go see my naturopathic doctor, with understanding my blood work, understanding what's going on with me hormonally. So it is so powerful. So I'm going to have you, audience, to really reflect on this conversation right now and reflect on what's really standing out for you. And as we go into commercial, and when we come back, we're going to move into how you can work with Dr. Robinson.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, welcome back, loves. So, Dr. Robinson, I'm really curious, because you are absolutely identifying yourself as, you know what it's been like to be overwhelmed and exhausted as a mom. How do you find balance in your life?
Great question, Roz, because you're catching me at the end of a more challenging week. I've actually had to work from home all week and not in clinic. I've been feeling unwell for about 10 days, and it's just my physical body's exhausted, so I've needed a lot of rest. So I'm a type A overachiever personality, and I've done this a lot in my career and as a mom, that I go until I crash. And that is not healthy. And every time I tell myself, okay, I've learned the lesson, I must slow down. But this has now happened again. So I've spent a lot of time in self-reflection in the last week and making the conscious decision that something has to change. And I am planning for sure to manifest that change. And the balance, really, it's establishing boundaries in your personal, your professional life. And that's what I am working on. I like to help. I'm a doctor, so yeah, we like to help. So I still struggle saying, no, I won't accept you as a patient, or no, I can't help you, I need to refer you. I have waiting lists and people have to book quite a ways ahead as a new patient, but I want to help all these moms. And this is where it's this challenge of wanting to help, but then it can be at the expense of my own health. So finding balance day to day for me have been slower activities because my physical body is more tired, so I can't engage in intense exercise at this point. It's calmer walks. I live by the River Valley in Edmonton, so being outside in nature, walking, very nourishing. Actually, one of the top things, which can get a bit intense, are dance parties with my five-year-old. We just dance it out. It's such a great way to move the energy and get it out and really engage in being honoring my inner child. So being outside, gentle activities, crafts with my son, just really being with my son brings me so much joy, and he's such a beautiful little being. And baths. I am so grateful for my bathtub. That's a way to really disconnect the Epsom salts, just really create a calming environment. And I have been practicing this daily in the last 10 days, well, some form of calming activities. And my intention is that I continue to do so daily moving forward to not keep burning out as I have been. So hopefully that answers your question, Rob. I could go on and on about this.
Those are some great, beautiful action steps and ideas. And I want to say I can resonate with some of those. The dance parties, for sure, and the walking in nature. And for me, I am a mom of two boys. And for me, and so everybody's different. I really want you all to hear this. For Dr. Robinson, it's really soothing for her to be with her son. It is not soothing for me to be with my kids. No. I'm gonna be the first one. And so I love my time with my my girlfriends. I love my time with my bathtub as well. It's very grounding to be taking a bath in Epsom salts. And so I love doing things for what I know is more quiet time, or just with my girlfriends. We all love to we're all psychic, so we all love to speak about that and tap into that world. But you know, find what works for you that makes you feel light, makes you feel joy and peace. That's what's really important. So Dr. Robinson, I'd love for you to also share, because you love to help. I know that about you. And you have a long wait list. I know you have a super exciting project that's going on so that you can help more people without them having to wait for you. And also, it doesn't really, like, it's not going to be location-based either. Please share that with us.
Yes, Roz. So your listeners know, Rosalind is actually my business coach. I hired her in 2019, and she's really helped me flourish as an individual and really tap into my gifts and become vulnerable and share. And it's really helped me evolve. And in that, my whole goal, since I've been working with Roz, is to create online courses to empower these overwhelmed moms that want to see me or that have heard about me. And I worked on it in the past, but then 2020 occurred in this world pandemic, and I had to put a hold. And recently, I'm becoming more and more open to carve out time to create these courses. I may have to book time off my private practice to just dedicate to creating these courses. I have all these amazing ideas. I've already done a lot of work on it. I now just need to create, manifest, and launch it. And the words that I just recently did a 5-day online course challenge hosted by a really well-known naturopathic doctor. And she's a coach as well. She helps with business coaching, but she kept saying progress over perfection. And that has really resonated with me because I'm such a perfectionist and I want it to be perfect, but it's not going to be perfect. I just want the information out there to empower moms, and essentially the information that you would hear in my office, obviously it wouldn't be as individualized, but it's things that I repeat over and over that could be all laid out in a course and more. It could be more affordable for some to get the course versus working with me. You wouldn't have to wait. And yes, like Roz, like you said, you could be doing this course, you know, somewhere else in the world, not needing to be in Alberta. So that is my goal. I have not set a timeline for it yet, so I'm not ready to release that. However, I'm getting closer. I can feel it. It's going to happen soon.
Woohoo! And I can't wait. And the beautiful thing about this course is those people who are waiting to work one-on-one with you, they can start to take this as foundational knowledge and it's practical action steps, so that by the time they actually get in to see you, there may have been things that have shifted significantly, and now you can go even deeper together.
That's so well said. That was the purpose of the 5-day challenge, was to create a foundational course so your ideal patient already has this knowledge before seeing you. And yes, then it could save several visits and you move into the deeper rooted aspects of what's happening with their health.
Absolutely. And I can speak to that too with my courses that I create now. As a spiritual business coach, as well as when I was a psychologist. I was first a psychologist in Alberta. Dr. Melanie Robinson knows this, but that created an online program. And it was just, and I was specializing in food and body image at the time. And it was just so much easier. It's a total win-win that everybody just gets a foundation. We're not repeating ourselves. Mm-hmm. And they can learn from that. And then you just go deeper in the one-on-one. So I love that. Beautiful. Well, what we're going to do right now is to move into a short guided meditation to help calm our nervous systems. Those of you who have been listening, we have called you in and you have been feeling pulled because you identify yourself as feeling overwhelmed, feeling stressed. Your mind's probably going in many different places. So this meditation is going to support you in finding your own ground, your own center. So I'm going to invite you to start to find a place. You can be seated or you can lie down. And of course, if you're driving, come on back when you're not. And I'm going to invite you to start to bring in a big breath. Breathing into the areas of your body that need more space, need more breath. That might be your rib cage, your heart, the back of your heart, your shoulders, your neck. Breathing into your mind. And then just very slowly, on your exhale, breathe out. And as you're breathing out, taking even longer on exhale. This helps you calm your nervous system. And as you're doing that, imagine everything that is creating tension leave your body. Imagine any busy thoughts be put on a cloud, let them float away. You can always come back to them later. And then on your next inhale, imagine you're a tree, your feet are the roots, and imagine Mother Earth energy, this warm, loving presence, just moving up your feet, which are like the roots of a tree, then moving up your ankles, your shins, your calves, your knees, your thighs, hamstring, hips, perineum, right into your pelvic region, which is your root chakra. This is all about grounding and safety. And see this beautiful four-petal lotus flower here, breathing in. And then just breathing out anything that doesn't serve or support. Breathing in again into this beautiful root chakra. As you breathe in, imagine this lotus flower opening up even more. Breathing in a sense of calm, peace, relaxation. And then breathing out. And one more time, breathing in, I'm going to offer you these words. It is safe for you to slow down. Breathing that in. If there's any resistance that came up, that's okay. Just let your breath breathe through it and then let go. And with every exhale, your body softens. Your body becomes even more relaxed. Now on your next inhale, breathing in through your root, all the way up your core into your heart space. Seeing this beautiful green, loving energy of your heart center. Feeling into compassion. And then breathing out anything that doesn't serve or support. Now think about someone you love, your child, best friend, and then breathe in the love you have for them. Now, as you breathe in that love, breathe it in for yourself. Really turning that love back to yourself. And I know that that might bring up some resistance, and that's okay. You are worthy of love. It is safe to love yourself. And if you're struggling with this, imagine yourself as a young child. And you're holding your young child, your little girl, and pouring so much love into her. Yeah, that makes it a little easier. Beautiful. And then imagine the sun shining on your face, on your body. Imagine the warmth. Having gratitude for this beautiful sun on your face and your body. Taking in this beautiful source that's with us every single day. And in this moment, set intention to honor yourself, to slow down, to be more present. I'm going to seal this with a light language. Marakira tu kura tia. Maratikura tu kura pua. Marakira tu kura tu kura tia. Marakia, clearing anything in the way of the path. Marakira tu kura tu, aligning and balancing your energy centers. Marakia, marakura tikira tu kura tia. Activating and anchoring in your intention. To slow down. Mora kira tu kura ti kira tu. Breathing in and breathing out. and just hanging out with your sensations. You may have noticed tingles, warmth, eye flutters. There's no right or wrong. You may receive messages. Just feeling into a truth that's coming up for you. Beautiful. So Dr. Robinson, thank you so much for being with us here today. How can people follow you, tell us your social media handles, share with us your website?
Thanks, Roz. As a side note, that was an amazing meditation. I'm very calm now, so thank you.
Thank you.
Probably the best way to find me would be on Instagram. So my handle, I'll spell it out. So it's Dr. Robinson. So DrRobinson _nd. So that's on Instagram, Facebook. It's Dr.Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Robinson, and then naturopathic doctor next to it. I've made it over 9 years in practice and still don't have a personal website. It's been on the to-do list. I haven't had the need.
You don't need one, clearly.
I don't need one. So it's social media, but you can find more information about me on the clinic's website in Edmonton. I work at Optimum Wellness Integrated Clinic in Edmonton.
Thank you so much, love, for sharing you and your gifts with the world. Truly appreciate you. Get connected with Dr. Robinson, my loves.